morning. Namaste. Today Baba spoken a lot about Brahma Baba the angel. So the song was about an angel has come from the high mountains. The song is about Brahma Baba. Baba's mentioned a couple of times in the Murali that Baba himself became Karmatit and became an Avyakt angel, so that then Baba could make sure that the speed of service was faster than it had been until then. And we saw the fruit of that in a very visible way immediately. Service abroad started soon afterwards. But Baba has also said, you mustn't follow Brahma Baba in that. Otherwise, Baba always says, follow the Father. But the one thing that we mustn't follow the Father in is in thinking that, well, when I'm Karmati, I'll leave this body and fly off and be in the subtle region. Baba said, no, now is the role of Brahma Baba, but your role is to be in the physical dimension, in the physical body, and demonstrate what it is to be an Avyakt angel and give others a vision of being an angel. And I remember that apart from Baba saying this in the Murali, it was also chit-chat that the Dadis had with Baba, Avyakt Baba Dada, saying to Baba, Baba, will we be in the body and become Avyakt, or will we leave the body and come up above? And Dadi Janki has repeated this at times, and so she was definitely in that little group of the Dadis when Baba was speaking. And Baba said to them, no, you'll be here in the physical world, in your Karmatit stage, but you will demonstrate what it's like to be the Avyakt angel. And this is a Murali of 81. And so way back, right to that time, Baba was already predicting what would happen with some of the Dadis. Of course, we know that some of the Dadis have become Avyakt, and Baba said recently that even if you become Avyakt, you'll still have to take another body. And so they're playing their incognito role in the advance party. And no matter how hard you try, you can't identify it. Sometimes when there are little children who come, then Daddy loves this game of asking the child, where have you come from? And of course, they don't know. And the parents understand she means not from Harrow or Kingsbury, but she means, where were you before? So we haven't been able to identify anyone for sure, but that's fine, they're doing their work as it should be, completely incognito. But here we have the Dadis who are still with us, and Dadi Ratan Muini, we call her the youth Dadi, and she's 91 I think now. Would you believe it? Dadi Gulzar, even younger. She's now, I think, 86, 87, something like that. And Dadi Janki touching her 100th complete years. So demonstrating what it's like to be in the physical body, but yet play the role of being an angel. Dadi often asks people the question now, Brahmins, do I come to you in your dreams? And sure enough, within the gathering, there'll be a few people who will say yes. Sometimes they don't want to acknowledge it within the gathering, and they send her a little note afterwards or see her and tell her. So that work of giving visions is definitely going on also. But of course, they don't just remember 8 angels or even 108 angels. This is the time of year when all over the Christian world and Islamic world also, they remember angels, but especially in this season now. And so Baba's Murali is about keeping your own angelic form as clearly in front of you as you have your Brahman form. And Baba's challenged us, would you say to anyone, I'm not a Brahma Kumara or Kumari? You would definitely say, of course I am. I am a BK. But would you be able to say with as much conviction, I am an angel? Now, number wise, according to effort, comes in here. The deities are number wise. And yes, there are archangels and angels, but generally, within the angelic, the host of angels, a big gathering of angels, it's not usually number wise. So that's a very sweet thought to have. Angels, not number wise. Yes, they have their archangels, but generally, all the angels are the same. Different roles, they show them with different things, symbols. But moving from BK to angel, it becomes easier if I think about the steps I need to take to attain that. And that is churning capacity has been Baba's gift to her from the days of Punjab, which is the 50s, when Baba gave her the blessing of being one who will churn. And so way, way back, Daddy asked the question, what are the steps between BK and angel? And she described two different steps that are actually part of our language and part of our activity anyway. And so once you take spiritual rebirth and you're a Brahman, next step, you become a student. And so we would say that yes, all souls of the world are God's children, definitely. But we wouldn't say that all the souls of the world are Baba's students. And so this is what differentiates us between even Brahma Baba being the father of all people, not just the father of Brahmins, but everyone, the progeny of Brahma. But being a student of God is the next step after recognizing God and recognizing Brahma Baba, but to make study the foundation of my spiritual life. My birth has been through Gyan, through the mouth of Brahma. Baba called it nectar the other day. So tasting the sweetness of that nectar became the foundation of my life. And so the study. Nectar you can enjoy once a week here in Baba's house. And many people are Thursday wallahs or Sunday wallahs. But a student studying Baba's Murali every day. And yes, I know Brahmins are an aging population, so you might be hearing the Murali on Skype or however it is. But the study of the Murali every day as a student. And if I'm studying Baba's Murali properly, then as a student, I begin to experience how everything that is happening in my life is of benefit. Big lesson, the lesson of drama. But until I learn that lesson, that every scene of drama is beneficial, is benevolent, is carrying me forward in some way or another, whether it's the settling and the clearing of accounts, whether it's the process of learning and understanding and new insights, whatever. But until I actually deeply feel, not just theoretically understand, but deeply feel that drama is benevolent, beneficial, I cannot be a yogi. Another point was, we all be caves, but how many of us would actually even say, I am a yogi, with my head held up high and with that total confidence? Next step is angel. So the two steps in between BK and angel are student and a yogi. Brahma Kumar, yes, yogi, and sometimes we would say it, but not always. And so until I'm a pakka student, a pakka yogi, how can I be an angel? And the thing that interferes in my yoga, and this is why I say that until I've fully understood and accepted Dharma as truly, truly being benevolent and beneficial, the people that I'm with, whoever it is, it may be, the people I'm connected, karma, past karma, good karma, it's up to me. Whether I see it one way or I see it the other way. My good fortune that Baba's put me here to be on fast track to learn. Oh my goodness, what did I do to deserve this? And the reality is that souls and sanskars are the same everywhere. You can go away to a place for a short time, and while you're a guest, you know, they'll treat you like a guest. And so you won't get into the inside stories of karma. But once you're settled somewhere, then sanskars manifest, and then it's up to you whether you settle karma and learn and move on, or whether you get into the tangle of creating karma. When I try to have yoga, how easy or not is it for me to connect with Baba? And in fact, karma yogi, yogi means not just yoga for Amrit Vela evening and offering bhog, but yogi means natural yogi all the time. After the Murali, there's some questions and Baba's answers to those questions. And one of them is about karma and either getting entangled in karma or being detached and above karma. And there was a very, very powerful set of Muralis last week. Soul consciousness, soul consciousness, soul consciousness, and another one. Become the conqueror of your senses. If you're doing karma with the pull of the senses, then it's going to create karmic accounts, bondages. It's not going to help you move to the karmatit stage. And so the difference between, and Baba's mentioned that in this reply, that one is where we get trapped by karma, and the other is where the karma is actually carrying me to my karmatit stage, and I'm creating fortune along the way. Very much the whole subject of karma depends on motive and intention. Same action. Three people do the same action, but the fruit of each one, the fruit for each one is different. And externally it was the same. But in one way, you're claiming blessings and creating fortune. And in the other way, okay, it's a bit of, little bit of good that I've done, but not really claiming fortune. And the other, I've done it. The work's been done, but I've entangled myself in more bondage. And so I was reflecting on the whole subject of, Baba uses the word, karam indriya vash, or beyond the pull of the senses, or being caught in the influence of the senses, the physical organs. And on one level, of course, yes, I'm eating not in order to live, but I'm living in order to eat. And it's an important lesson at Christmas time. But enjoy in Baba's yard, but not the pull of the senses. The eyes being distracted, the sound, instead of I hear it and take what's of value and let the other stuff go out, what's not of value gets stuck. So on one level it's very external use of the physical organs. And the practice of soul consciousness is going to help me see to what extent I'm doing the karma, but I'm detached. But beyond that also, where because of body consciousness, there's an influence of other people. And this is impacting the way I do whatever it is I need to do, or it's changing my track to a different direction, and it's influencing me in that negative way. There's a positive influence Baba talks about today also. Your example should be able to serve the world, and through your example others will also say that yes, we want to become angels too. But so often it becomes the negative influence of people, and my thinking changes, my feelings change, and so definitely it's the bondage of karma that's going on there. And then another level, I'm sure there's many, but just to mention a few, another level of the influence of karma, where I say, I like doing this, and I say, I don't like doing this. Service is service is service, but I like, I want, and I don't like, I don't want. So, yes, Baba says, do service with pleasure, with enjoyment, and so I understand that also. But where there's a rejection in my mind for anything, then surely those feelings and those motivations are not going to allow me to do pure karma in the way that I want to do, and that will bring me blessings. It's a subject that we need to explore even more. What is the difference between karma that's going to lead me to my karmatit stage and karma that's going to catch me in further bondage? And definitely that whole ego that I can do this, nobody else can. Of course, that obviously, again, a trap and a bondage. So, student, the study and really the benefit of drama, I see that as being one of the big things that a student has to learn to deal with, because drama means not just the scenes of drama, but it means the people involved within the scenes of drama that make me stay on track or shift me from the track and the rails of drama. And so benefit, 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 then the next step, the yogi. A natural yogi in which Baba's truly with me, and I feel Baba's connection and Baba's protection at all times. The situation in the world gets more and more dramatic day by day, just continually, whatever it is that's going on. And so far, most places, Brahmins haven't been touched in a major way. In some places they have been, but for many of us, we're okay. But for how long? How long are we going to be able to say, we're okay? Something or another will definitely be touching us. And so the resilience that I need, the ability to catch the signal from Baba, Baba's mentioned that today, you need to be able to catch Baba's signals, so that then you're able to be where you need to be at that moment. Not necessarily that I catch the last plane to Abu. Maybe Baba needs me here to be the angel and be Baba's instrument to offer support and help. Baba's told us that also at a different time, not in today's Murali, but we'd asked Baba, Baba, will everybody come to Abu? And Baba said, no, the memorial of angels is worldwide, and so there will be Baba's children who are in that angelic consciousness serving the world. Otherwise, there wouldn't be those memorials. But yet, to be where I need to be, and wherever it is I'm needed, to feel that I'm not here because of my attachments or my desires, but I'm here because Baba's signal is for me to be here. To get that sort of connection and to have the confidence and the faith that yes, this truly is what Baba wants of me. If I don't develop that sort of connection today, when am I going to do it? And so the yogi, a natural yogi, then as a result of being a natural yogi, yes, moving towards the karmatit stage and that stage where my feet don't touch the ground, the things of body consciousness don't call me, and things are going on, but I'm able to stay up above. As I practice this more and more, this practice will support me and allow me to reach that stage. So, as usual, a very deep and powerful Murali from 81. And we haven't done the homework that Baba wants us to do yet. Those who have are the angels, and we see them. But for most of us, maybe for many, it's a new Murali you're hearing. But even for those of us who heard that Murali, haven't done that homework yet, but this is the way Baba wants us to go. And London is very, very fortunate. Daddy is most likely to come. I say most likely because 100 years and anything can happen at any moment. But yet, it seems as if Daddy's health at the moment is good. She's conducting classes. So be hopeful. So all the preparations are moving ahead fast. And I'm going to share with you some information. Some things are for everyone. And then when it's specifically for students who come to Global House, that's also important. And if you go to another center as your regular center, then...
That is on the line to say hello now?
Yes, yeah. Great. Okay. Yeah. Good.
Okay.
Invoke Daddy and she appears.
Hello, Daddy.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
मैं तो तीन बारी बोला आप लोगों ने एक बारी बोला बोलो 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 क्या से बोलो
ओम शांति ओम शांति
अच्छा कौन करा है कौन ओम शांति करा है
जयंती बहन है दादी
जयंती बहन
जी
अच्छा
जस्ट ट्रांसलेशन
सुनना अच्छा अभी मेरे कान सुनो कानों में आवाज कम आ रही मुकसे
जस्ट देयर इज अ लॉट ऑफ रस्लिंग नॉइज इट्स गोइंग इन हर ईयर
कितना साइलेंस दे देंगे उतना चिंतन चिंतन पहले कह दिया ऐसा ही मनन
Answer, shall I try calling again? Yeah, we're not doing anything here. Okay, hold on a second.
Just there's no translation.
I was just asking about going into silence. One second. And not having any thoughts. Churning, thinking, chintan and manan. Hello?
Okay. Okay, Daddy.
जैसा मनन चिंतन है मुखा मुख से आवाज निकलता है
As is your churning, so is the sound that emerges through your lips.
चिंतन आज की मेरे से मेरी अंतर्गति को जानने चाहते हो तो मैं शब्दों में कैसे सुनाऊं वंडर था मूली मेरे हाथ में पीते मेरे जब उठी तो ऐसी स्थिति में थी वंडरफुल थी मैंने कहा बाबा वंडर आप मूल स्थिति बताते हो तो आपकी कैसी है स्थिति हो अनुभव पहले कराते हो क्योंकि जो दिल में है वो नेचुरली है चेहरे में आता है चलन में आता है तो आप हमारा चेहरा चलन छिवा में कैसे अनेकों को अनुभव करावे बाबा आप ये जो अनुभव है पालो पादर करने से कितना श्रेष्ठ अनुभव है पालो पादर में वंडरफुल अब पालो किया बाबा को अभी हमारे जो पीछे छुट्टी में कैंटी तुमने देखी है या नहीं वहाँ दो चित्र कल देखा ये जो यूथ वालों की रिट्रीट है और उन्होंने बहुत थे तो वहाँ प्रोग्राम रखा था मिलने का वहाँ देखा तो मेरी भावना थी तो वहां अच्छे चित्र लगाए जाए पर किसने दो चित्र पर एक पूर्वजों का फोटो बड़ा सुंदर जिस पर दातार बाबा के साथ जो कई बच्चों के साथ बाबा का फोटो निकला है बाबा का एक फोटो बाकी सब बाबा के साथ करते हैं वो सब इतना ही बड़ा चित्र देर का वहां लगा दिया है मैंने पूछा कैसे लगाया है मैं घर गए ध्यान गया और दोनों चित्रों का मान हो गई है समझा तो क्योंकि बाबा ने मूल्यों में भी चल से सफर करके अच्छी तरह से समझाओ कभी फिर के चित्र पर समझाओ मैं समझती हूँ ये सब उतना से द्वारा ने सेवा बहुत चिंतन को अच्छी से ऊंचा बनाते हैं। टाइम पर फोन किया है, बताएंगे जल्दी बताएंगे तो बताएंगे कौन बैठे मेरे सामने।
रेडियो मधुबन
उनको अच्छा क्या अनुभव करके रेडियो वालों को खबरें नहीं सुनाएंगे, अनुभव सुनाएंगे, क्योंकि खबरों में तो कुछ मिस्टर भी हो जाता है, अनुभव मिस्टर नहीं होता है, अप टू डेट होता है। बहन इसको मिठाई खिलाओ या ऐसे दिखाओ तो दिखाने से क्या करे, अगर चला लिया तो किया तो बन के मिली है, कम से आई है
चार सौ लोगों की सब बातचीत थी। आज अक्सर महीने
बातचीत
हंसा
Huh?
What was that? It wasn't very clear.
I was just telling her you had a Christmas party yesterday, and today it's in Global Retreat Center.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. इतना प्यार है मोह क्या कभी क्या
कभी
ये कैसे मेरा हमारा अच्छा भाई मैं तो लंदन में इनको अलग नहीं समझते हूँ। बाबा ने कहा ब्रह्मा कुमारियाँ तो भारत की नहीं है, ब्रह्मा कुमारी माना भारत है। अरे ब्रह्मा कुमारी तो विश्व कुमारी है, विश्व कुमारी में उसके सचिव तो सपने नहीं दिए तो संकल्प नहीं है, परंतु प्रगति में शांति ओम शांति ओम शांति।
थैंक यू दादी,
थैंक यू दादी,
थैंक यू,
थैंक्स
हंसा।
Daddy was talking a lot about chintan and churning. Whatever my thoughts are, that's what's going to be shown through my face and in my activities. So Daddy said, all of you asking me what is my inner condition, what is my state, how can I share that in words? And she was talking about the experience, and she said, I had them really later in my hands, but I was just seeing how the stage is so wonderful. And Baba, first of all, describes this stage. He tells us about it in the Murali, and later he gives us the experience of that. So whatever is in your heart, it then comes across on your face and in your activities. And it gives an experience to many others also. And all of this happens just by keeping an attention on following the Father. I've just had the experience that following the Father, the experience is so elevated. It's wonderful following the Father. And just now Daddy was remembering being in the sitting room. Just now she wasn't in the sitting room, but the new sitting room that she's got at the back where she meets all the people. And she was remembering
meeting the youth people. They are having their retreat there now. And while she was there, she was also looking at the photos that they put up there. And of course, we all know how Daddy loves the photo of the ancestors. And so that's one of the photos that's been put up there. Another one is of many of them with Sakar Baba. And so Daddy is really loving those pictures. It's a very good pictures, but then also remembering the pictures, the photos that Baba has had made in terms of knowledge. And so looking at the picture of the ladder, the picture of the tree, Baba's given us a full explanation of all of these. So looking at the pictures and thinking about them, it's these that make our chintan so elevated. Then I'm not quite sure. I think she was talking about something about Lester, but I don't know, Chintaban, you understood that?
No.
Anyway, then that is talking about having an accurate experience. Experiences are something that's very accurate. Then that is feeding us truly. I think she was thinking that we are actually seeing her. So she says to Hansa, show them the Toli. But of course, Daddy gave us the Toli the other day. We had a wonderful vision of that. And then Daddy is just saying, all of you have so much love for me. Then the other thing that he was talking about is everyone in London also remembering me so much with so much love. And then saying that it's not just London, it's not just the Brahma Kumaris of Bharat, but it's the Brahma Kumaris of the world everywhere. And I'm sure I'm in the dreams of everyone, in the thoughts of everyone. And so we're seeing how Baba's work with the Brahma Kumaris is spreading everywhere. And so that was it, actually. And then she was talking to Hansa a little bit, but that wasn't very clear. But just basically to be in the dreams and in the thoughts. And this is where she is experiencing herself in everyone's dreams and in everyone's thoughts. Om Shanti.
Thank you.